Kiss Me Deadly by Mickey Spillane. All I saw was the dame there in the glare of the headlights, waving her arms like a huge puppet. And the curse I spit out filled the car and my own ears. I wrenched the wheel over, felt the rear end start to slide, brought it out with a splash of power, and almost ran up the side of the cliff as the car fishtailed. The brakes bit in, gouging a furrow in the shoulder, then jumped at the pavement and held. Somehow I had managed a sweeping curve around the babe. I sat there and let myself shake. The stink of burned rubber and brake lining hung in the air like smoke, and I was thinking of every damn thing I ever wanted to say to a harebrained woman so I could have it ready when I got my hands on her. That was as far as I got. She was there in the car beside me. The door slammed shut, and she said, "Thanks, mister." I fumbled out a cigarette, but she reached it before I did. For the first time, I noticed her hands were shaking as hard as mine. I lit hers, got one out for me, and lit that one, too. "How stupid can you get?" I said. "Pretty stupid." She bit the words off. Behind me, the lights of another car were reaching around a curve. They swept through the rear window, then swept on past. And the second that I had a good look at her, she was rigid, her face frozen. When only the red dot of the taillight showed in front of us, she let out her breath and leaned back against the seat. In a way, she was good-looking, but her face was more interesting than pretty. Wide-set eyes, large mouth, tawny hair that spilled onto her shoulders like melted butter. The rest of her was wrapped into a tailored trench coat that was belted around her waist, and I remembered her standing there in the road like something conjured up too quickly in a dream. A Viking. A damn fool crazy Viking dame with holes in her head. I kicked the stalled engine over, crawled through the gears, and held on tight to the wheel until my brain started working right. "How'd you get up here?" I said.
"What does it look like?"
"Like you got dumped." I looked at her quickly and saw her tongue snake out over her lips. "You picked the wrong guy to go out with." She plucked the cigarette from her lips and blew a stream of smoke at the windshield.
"Look, I'm grateful for the ride. I'm sorry I scared hell out of you. But if you don't mind, just shut up and take me somewhere or let me out."
My mouth pulled back in a grin. A dame with nerve like that could make a mess of a guy before he gave her the boot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?